Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
See, these guys are all the same. They take one fall in an argument, they throw in the towel.
Excuse me, what the hell's going on out here?
Well, Nuke's scared because his eyelids are jammed and his old man's here. We need a live rooster? We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present. Is that about right?
That's right.
We're dealing with a lot of shit.
You may be right.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
I may. But it just may be a lunatic you're looking for.
Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon.
That's easy for you to say, but what do we do about it, Angus?
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the beautiful Grumpy Gator Cafe. I am a fat guy in spandex. I am that professor of life, that pontificator of wonderful things, of the inane and the insane. That's right. I'm the pontificator of the inane and the insane. Having trouble with my Blog Talk Radio account today. Changed the email address, and now I can't log in. Oh, my God. Looks like my career is over, possibly. Although I've done 10 shows, or 12, actually. This is the Magic Dozen. This is the 12th show, the Magic Dozen. And I have one follower, which happens to be me from another account. So clearly, this show is really taking off. It's a good thing I'm not in network television, because this would be the final show. But if I can't log back in to the fabulous account, then this may very well be the final show. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, can you grasp the enormity of the situation? Is that even a word, the enormity? Can you grasp how important this is, my man? In open minds, a villain's been in the sun. Can you grasp it? I don't know. I got to figure out what to do here. Hey, look. My friend Bob Zima's got some books. Toilet Therapy, Healing Anger, and, of course, Grief is Like Racing. Oh, yeah. He's worked, clearly, this son of a bitch is doing something wrong. Years of trying to break in. Years of doing the podcast. Years of writing books and obviously not getting anywhere with his life. Just spinning his wheels. Maybe he needs to do something different. Maybe he needs to expose himself more often. Folks, have you ever thought that you need to expose yourself more often? Have you ever thought of that? Have you ever thought that you need to expose yourself more often? When it comes to actually being mentally well, when it comes to finding behavioral health, many of us need to expose ourselves more often. We need to expose ourselves to the world. I want you to repeat after me. I promise to expose myself more often when dealing... Oh, there's a cat. There he is. There's a cat down here in the Grumpy Gator Cafe where I do the blog from, or the podcast from. I want you to repeat after me. I state your name. Do hereby solemnly swear that I'm going to expose myself more often to people. I'm going to be vulnerable. I am going to be expressive, and I am going to expose myself. I need to expose myself more often. Yes. That is what we need in order to find good behavioral health and good mental wellness. We need to be connected to people, places, and things. At the end of the day, folks, that's what it's all about. If you're not connected to people, places, and things, then what the hell are you doing with your life? Honestly, what are you doing with your life? You need to get get connected. You need to be connected to people, places, and things in order to fulfill your needs. For example, I have a need for fun. I like to have a good time. I like to laugh and joke around. When I learn things, when I improve myself, I got to be working on myself, you know. That's an important thing. I'm a work in progress. I need to work on me. It's not you, honey. I have to work on me. But when I'm working on me, when I am working on improving the quality of my life, when I am working diligently to get things done, I like to have fun. I like to laugh while I learn. I like to engage others and be collaborative while I learn. So if I'm going to connect to people, places, and things in order to get my need for fun met, I need to expose myself. I need to be vulnerable. I need to have the big V, vulnerability. Yes, indeed. In nomine patris, filius, spiritus sancti. Does this make sense what I'm saying, folks? You may have a need for love and belonging. You may have a need to be connected to others, to love others, to have them love you. You may have a need to care for someone or to be cared for. Most of us have this need. Some of us have it more than others. My two needs are fun and freedom. I like to have a lot of autonomy. It's not that I'm not into love and belonging. It's just that I'm not a conformist. I don't join things. I tend to be rather cynical, noticing that many of the lights in my office no longer work. I got 50% illumination in my office. See, I also have a need to try to stay on topic. But if you have a need to be loved and to love someone, if you have a need to belong, if you're a joiner, man, you're in the baseball, you got it, you're a softball league, you're a bowling league, you have a church, you have a men's group, a women's group, a prayer group, you love joining because you love people, then you, of all people, have to get out there and expose yourself more often. But our basic needs, the needs that we strive for each and every day, the needs that make our life full and rich and joyful, holy cats, these needs get met through healthy connections to people, places, and things. What keep these connections intact, what keep the connections healthy, are effective boundaries. Because once we make that connection, whether it's to this new person we've met, whether it is to this new place that we started attending, or this new thing that we started doing. For example, fun and freedom. My freedom, my autonomy, maybe just perhaps I'd like to go fishing. So I find a nice little watering hole, find a nice pier, find a place that I can go fishing. Now I've made a connection to a place. I'm making a connection to a thing, fishing, an activity, something that I do. And even though I may be alone, I'm still connecting to a place and a thing. But perhaps I meet some folks along that pier. Perhaps we strike up conversations. Perhaps every Thursday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we gather together for 3 hours to cast our lines. We know each other. We nod. We shake hands. We wave. Perhaps we don't even know each other's names. But we have made a connection to someone because consistently and routinely we connect to this place and this thing. That's what the boundaries are. And perhaps we haven't negotiated the boundaries to be too intimate. So we just nod and wave and go, hey, dude, how you doing? But perhaps the boundaries get renegotiated and we get to know each other even more. Now, my need for love and belonging would be met as well as my need for autonomy. You understand what I'm saying? It's complicated. I know. I can be quite complicated. But at the end of the day, we need to expose ourselves. If we're going to have our needs met, if we're going to find ourselves, if we're going to work on ourselves, if we're going to improve the quality of our lives, then we need to be vulnerable. We need to take the risk. We need to do step two in the healing, two-step, which is to get our ass off the couch. First step, of course, is to get our head out of our ass. A cranium rectum extraction. Amen. In nomine patris et filius spiritus sancti. Does that make sense? Of course it does. Now, I got to try to figure out how to find my password. I have to try to figure out what I'm going to do with this podcast. 12 sessions in, and of course, one lousy little follower, myself. But then again, Fat Guy in Spandex is a created character anyways. So am I talking about myself and am I in a character? It's confusing. Folks, thanks for tuning in.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.